This is File 66, Cycle 2. This is Jean McMillan. Today's date is September 8th, 2017. I am interviewing Tanya Roussis, who's going to talk about the Housatonic Child Care Center. I got that right. First, we'll start with the genealogical information. What is your name?
Tanya Roussis.
And your birth date?
October 1st, 1969.
And your birthplace?
Sharon, Connecticut.
Your parents' names?
Chris Becker and Robert Carley.
And with your mother's name, is it a K or a C?
It's a C.
Okay. Siblings?
David and Brian.
Okay. Where did you go to school after high school?
I did my associates at Northwestern Community College in Winston, and I did my bachelor's at Charter Oak.
What is your job title?
Director of the Housatonic Child Care Center.
And how long have you been there?
I started November 28th, 2016, so 9 months. Yeah, 9 months.
9 months, good
nine
girl.
Months, yeah.
Okay. Give me a job description.
So I oversee the teachers, the program. I guide the teachers in their planning. Of course, my biggest job is just to make sure everybody is safe. It's a safe environment for everybody to be in. And I am now starting to do some stuff with the budget. It's something new that I'm starting to learn now. So I do a lot with the budget and learn how to read the budget so I know that where the money's coming from and what I have to spend. Mm-hmm. So that's all very new to me, but I am learning that. And that's about it.
That's a lot. It's a lot.
It is a lot.
What was your prior career path?
It's always been this.
But where did you work before?
Oh, I worked at Canaan Child Care Center in Canaan.
For how many years?
9.5 years.
And what was your title there?
I was the head teacher of, it was just preschool, so head teacher of a preschool.
Okay, and assistant director?
I did assist the director in some tasks for her also.
At the Housatonic facility, how many staff do you have?
Right now we have 8, plus myself.
Okay, and how many clients?
We are at 43.
Okay, how are the children divided by age?
So they're divided by four different age groups. So there's infant, which is 6 months to a year. Then there's toddler one, that's the 1 year olds. Toddler two, when they turn two, they'll go over to the toddler two side. And then there's preschool, which is 3 to 5. And we do some before and after care. We don't have a lot this year, but...
What do you mean before and after care?
So they'll come before the bus comes in the morning.
Ah. Uh-huh.
And they'll come off the bus in the afternoon for the afternoon part of the program.
What's the ratio of children to teachers?
Infant room is 1 to 4. Toddlers are 1 to 4. Preschool is 1 on 10.
And the curriculum that you're using is Teacher Strategic Gold?
It's Teaching Strategies Gold, yes. Creative curriculum.
And could you give me an example of it?
Ooh.
We talked about the book business.
Oh, the reading of a book?
Mm-hmm.
So with creative curriculum, this would happen more in a preschool classroom than
right.
a toddler and infant classroom, but there's this particular book that the teacher will read 3 different times within probably a week or week and a half, and the curriculum guides them to the questions to ask during the story, the vocabulary to use to enhance, and by the time she gets to that third reading, the children should be able to narrate the story, not word for word, they should be able to retell that story after that third reading.
Well done. Well done. What's your fee schedule? What's it based on?
Oh, the fee schedule. I'm not sure. That's something that the board puts together.
Is it based on the age of the child or the
it does. Sorry.
Amount of care?
That's what you were asking. Mm-hmm. It is based on the age of the child and the hours of care. So it's broken up into infants have a rate, toddlers have a rate, preschool has a rate, and we also go by a closing time or a pickup time. So say an infant comes from 7 to 4:30, that's one fee. If he comes till 5 o'clock, that's another fee. Comes to 5:30, it's a different fee. So we stagger those in the afternoon because it's easier to plan teachers in their schedules.
What are your hours from start to finish?
We are open from 7:30 to 5:30.
That's a long day.
It is a long day.
Do you have any future plans for the playground?
Yes, we're working on both playgrounds right now. I have divided the toddler playground so that two groups of 8 children can go out there because it's state mandated that 8 toddlers cannot be in one space. More than 8 children cannot be in one space at one time. So I did split the playground because we do have two groups of 8 toddlers. So the one side of the toddler playground is full of large motor activities, slides and climbers. And so the other side is the sandbox, which I'd like to put some more sensory things in there, water tables, and the teachers have talked about like putting like old pots and pans on the fences so the kids can play music. So we want to spice up that one, that playground. And the preschool playground is in the process of getting tires to make a climber.
Oh, okay.
A very high one, but one that the kids can use on that one. So that's what we're doing with the playgrounds.
What is your illness policy?
The basic illness policy is fever, diarrhea, throwing up, 24 hours, free of those, without any type of medication. And that they come, when they do come back, that they're able to participate in the program.
If a child becomes ill at the daycare, child care center, do you call a parent or?
We call a parent if the child's fever is over 100.5 or if they've had diarrhea, vomiting. There are some other things that they could have, like rashes or maybe pink eye or, you know, any of those other childhood diseases that we may think that they have, that we'll call the parent and have them come pick them up.
What's your security?
We have security cameras in the classrooms and outside and the front where the parking lot is. And we also have a buzz-in system, so at 9 a.m. I lock the door, and anyone that comes in or out after that needs to be buzzed in.
And if I wanted to pick up a child and you didn't know me, what is your procedure?
So when they came in, they would tell us who they were here to pick up, and I would ID them. The parent would have to let me know ahead of time who was coming and their name. And then when they came in, I would check their ID to make sure that that indeed was that person that they said would pick him up, him or her up.
Sounds like a plan. Is there anything that you'd like to add to this before we close?
I guess, like I said, I've been there for 9 months. It's been wonderful to be in a new position. You know, like I said, I was a head teacher before, and now this is a totally different role than what I was doing, but I'm enjoying it. I love the kids that we work with. The teachers are great. And I'm just looking forward to learning more and progressing the center into whatever next stages are going to come.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.